This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. You know, I was a little bit depressed yesterday, I must admit, and a lot of my people, so many of you emailed me and texted me and thanked me for being honest that I was a little bit depressed and tried to get my spirits back up again. Thank you, I appreciate it. I'm really in a much better mood today and feel much better about things. I'm ready to fight. It's not much better about things. It's something's going to happen to me now and Inauguration Day. I do not believe that. I do not believe Trump has any plans at all except to leave the presidency Joe Biden becomes president on January 20th. I'm sad to say it's tragic. It's depressing. It is beyond my understanding because it was such a massive steal. We all know it was a massive steal. Anybody who doesn't want me to say that, suck it. You can go screw yourselves. The election was stolen. It was stolen so badly, so massively. Everybody knows it. Every Republican knows it. And pretty much every Democrat knows it, too. Deep, deep down, I'd like to give a lie detector test to every Democrat, because you're all absolutely joking if you don't believe the election was stolen. You know it was stolen. Every one of you knows. But you just won't admit it. And you also know that Donald Trump is very, 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 very popular. You know that, too. And the latest poll is out, and it proves me right again. How many times can I be right? I was on Newsmax TV yesterday and had hundreds and hundreds of responses. People loved me. They wanted to know when I'm getting back on Newsmax. I don't know about that. But it was a triumphant appearance on Newsmax TV and a triumphant return to Newsmax TV. And I said that I was right for 4 years. Everyone said, Trump is done, Trump is done, Trump is done. And then I kept saying, no, Trump's actually going to get every single voter that ever voted for him in 16. To vote for him again in 20, plus millions more. So he's not done. And in reality, as I said on the show, I said, look, you want to believe he lost, that's fine, he lost. But he still got all the votes of 2016 plus 11 million more. I wasn't even that high. I probably thought he'd get 4 or 5 million more. Maybe an outset of 6 to 8. He got 11 million plus more votes than last time. And so I said that on Newsmax TV, and I said this party still belongs to Trump. And I said, I'm thinking about starting a new party, the Patriot Party, and hundreds of people responded that loved my appearance, cheered my appearance, thought I was the best thing they'd seen since the day of the election, the first thing to brighten their day, and said, I'll be with your party any day, any time. Do it. Let's start a Patriot Party. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But all I could tell you is the latest poll is out. It is not a conservative poll. It's not the one I trust. Like Rasmussen, it's a liberal poll. But that makes it even more powerful. A liberal poll, Axios, says Republicans are overwhelmingly siding with President Trump over Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. It's the latest Axios Ipsos poll. Polls showed 62% of Republicans think Trump was right to contest the election results. And you know that's why you know it's a lying liberal poll, because 99% of Republicans believe Trump was right to contest the election results. And then an even higher 69% do not blame him for the violence in Capitol Hill. And 91% of those who identified as Trump supporters supported his continued contesting of the election. And of those who identified as traditional Republicans, 46% supported it, 36% opposed. And then an even higher percentage of Trump supporters, 96%, said Trump makes the Republican Party better. And a slim majority of traditional Republicans, 51%, agreed. 92% of Trump supporters want to see Trump run again in 2024. 41% of traditional, only 41% of traditional Republicans agreed. And only 42% of Republicans approved of the recent behavior of McConnell versus 63% for Trump. Poll was conducted January 11th through 13th, and I guarantee you it was not likely voters, but rather all voters, and that's always a giant difference, a giant, giant difference. I'll tell you right now, because when you poll likely voters, which are people that actually matter. They're going to come out and vote. They matter. Trump scores so much higher than these liberal polls that don't poll likely voters, but rather only registered voters. Another poll is out. Americans want companies to hire Americans before immigrants. What a surprise. Who doesn't know this stuff? Only idiotic liberals and the deep state and the media and everyone who runs every corporation in America. It's just, it's sad. It's sad that Wayne Root knows everything there is to know about the American people, and nobody in leadership knows anything about the American people. And the reason why I know is just because I'm an SOB. You know, it doesn't matter if I make $100 million or $10 million or $1 million. I will always be the son of a butcher, and I'll always think like my father, the butcher. And it was the thing that always made me love my father. Gosh, I'm almost crying. Every time we would sit down with someone in politics, my dad was a butcher with a white apron and bloodstains, but he was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party. He answered an ad in the paper and became one of the founders, became the chairman of Mount Vernon, New York, then the chairman of Scarsdale, New York, and one of the leaders of the Westchester Party and one of the leaders of the New York State Party. And all I could, and he sat in all the big meetings and met all the big politicians. And I remember whenever he sat with them, he would tell them his version of what he thought was going on. And my dad was a butcher, and I was, at this point, in Columbia University, an Ivy League student, valedictorian in my school, and I thought I knew everything. And I would sit down with my father and a brilliant big-shot politician running for governor, senator, Congress, and he's sitting there with the butcher, and the butcher's son, and my father always embarrassed me, and he'd say something so embarrassing, and the senator would look at him like, are you crazy? What an idiot this guy is, but he knew he needed my father's endorsements. He wouldn't say that, but I was reading them, and I knew they thought my father was an idiot and a lowlife. And at that point, because I was an Ivy League graduate, and every teenager thinks they know better than their father, I thought he was a bit of a blue-collar idiot and didn't know anything. And my God, you're embarrassing me, Dad. And then within a month, within 2 months, within 3 months, within 6 months, it turned out my father was always right. And the big-shot politician with the Ivy League degree, who was the United States senator or governor or senatorial candidate or gubernatorial candidate or a mayoral candidate for New York City or a congressman, they were all wrong. And my father, the butcher, was always right. I inherited his common sense, gut instinct. And I would say, since I've been on the radio 5 years now, I would say I've made like 1,000 predictions on the radio, and I've been right like 990 out of 1,000. What sucks is that the liberals, who are just communist scumbags and hate me, listen to every minute of this show, record every minute. They find the 10 out of 1,000 I was wrong about, and they play them again and again every time they mention my name. Here's what Wayne was wrong about. This man's insane. This man's a radical, crazy, white extremist. For the 10 things I was wrong about, they don't mention the 990 out of 1,000 I've gotten right. And with a gut instinct like that, I don't know why I'm wrong in 10. I shouldn't be wrong in any. But once in a while, everybody's wrong. We're all human. What can I tell you? You know, but I sure wasn't wrong in predicting Trump would win by a landslide, at least an electoral landslide, because trust me when I tell you, he won by a landslide. But it wasn't an electoral landslide. He won by a popular vote landslide and electoral landslide, and they stole this election so badly. But the latest polls out, nearly all Republicans and almost two-thirds of swing voters prefer companies hire Americans before hiring immigrants, a new Ipsos poll. So again, it's that same Ipsos poll with Axios. Republicans agreed 87 to 11. Independents agreed 63 to 34. And Democrats opposed a pro-American preference 45 to 54. Can you imagine how dumb and out of touch Democrats are? And yet they're controlling society now. I want you to keep in mind, it was only 4 years ago that Trump had won the presidency. We controlled the Senate. We controlled the House. We controlled a massive amount of governorships. We controlled a massive amount of lieutenant governorships, secretaries of state, and all the state legislatures. And we, of course, had a 5-4 lead at that point in the Supreme Court before Scalia died. Right? Wasn't it 5-4 when Trump became president? I think it was. And so all I could tell you is we controlled everything. Everything. Maybe it was after Scalia died, but we still had a 5-4 lead. And we controlled everything. Every single lever of power in the United States. Now it's 4 years later. We supposedly control the Supreme Court, although that's a joke, right? They would not weigh in on the election. They're a bunch of pansies. They rule against us all the time. So we don't really control the Supreme Court. Let's just say it's like a tie. And We don't control the presidency anymore because they cheated and stole it. We don't control the Senate anymore because they cheated and stole 2 seats in Georgia. We don't control the House. Of course, we lost in 18. I believe they cheated in 18. I believe they've been working on this cheating since at least Mitt Romney. At least Mitt Romney. I remember the Romney story that nobody knew. I don't know anybody who knows this story but me. Mitt Romney had seen all the polls on Election Day, and they were so overwhelmingly for him that he never even prepared a concession speech. It never even occurred to him he would lose. It was that big a win for Mitt Romney in every state. And, of course, Obama created the worst economy of our lifetime. And the worst economy other than the Great Depression in this century, or in the last century. And so it's no surprise that Romney would win by a landslide. And Romney thought he won by a landslide. And he didn't have a concession speech. And then he loses. And he doesn't come out for hours because he didn't have anything written. He had absolutely nothing to say about losing because he had no idea he'd lost. That's when I believe the cheating started. That's why it's so pathetic that Mitt Romney wants to fight you over saying that there's cheating going on and wants to fight Trump and wants to be a traitor to the Republican Party and a traitor to Trump and a traitor to the idea that the election was stolen. Hey, moron, it was stolen from you too, you stupid idiot. Not only did they switch votes, I'm sure then, they had just begun to learn how to do that. And not only had they begun to learn about fake ballots and bringing ballots in the day after the election, as many as they need to win whatever state they need. Not only had they learned how to do things like that, and of course illegals voted, illegal aliens, all over the country. I'm sure dead people voted. I'm sure homeless people voted. It just wasn't as overwhelming as this time because it took them a few years, a decade, to learn how to do it right. But it, on top of all that, they cheated with the IRS. They made sure Republicans were starved of income because they went after all the Republican donors with the IRS and all the Republican critics of Obama with the IRS. Mitt Romney's so dumb, he doesn't understand he was cheated, and he's taken the side of the cheaters. Isn't that sick? You know what that's like? That's like a woman who's getting beaten by her husband. When the police come, she jumps on the police, beats them. Energized Health. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930? That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, VRA, is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Vertical Research Advisory, my great friend Kip Herridge. For more than 35 years, this guy was one of the kings of Wall Street, one of the gurus of Wall Street. Money manager for the elite, raised hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies, and then he left when he soured on Wall Street and realized they don't do anything for the average person. In 2003, he walked out on Wall Street, a brilliant career, and founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system, unlike anything you've ever seen, his top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. And every day he tells you what's happening in the economy and the markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how the VRA works and how they consistently beat the market. For a limited time, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. Free 2 weeks. So breaking news, President Trump declassifies Russian collusion documents coming as soon as Friday. This is what I don't get. Such a brilliant guy, and I love him, and such a fighter. Why didn't you do this before the election? What are you thinking? I mean, I'm thrilled you're doing it now. I put out tweets saying declassify everything. Just burn them on the way out the door. But why the hell didn't you do this before the election? I just don't get it. Lou Dobbs has reported President Trump ordered the release of the Obamagate intelligence documents. He said President Trump is declassifying top secret documents all related to Obamagate. This is the coordinated and years-long spying against the presidential candidate and ultimately the President of the United States and his administration, Donald J. Trump. The documents will show the involvement in the United States and overseas to set up Donald Trump in the Russian lie. So I just, why didn't you do that before now? I just don't get it. What did you wait for? My God. All right, some other important things. First of all, I like to make you smile once in a while. I told you I'm in a much better mood. I'm able to laugh a little bit today. Life will go on and we will fight. Taliban chief orders officials to cut back to one wife to save money. I got to say, that's one of the funniest headlines I've ever seen. His name is, let me see if I get this right now, Molawi Hibatullah Akhundzadeh, chief of the Afghan Taliban, instructed his top officials to avoid second, third, and fourth marriage if there's no need. He requests from Taliban officials for extra money to pay for multiple wives, and he just doesn't want to do it anymore. I just think that's hilarious. Wow. It's customary for the groom to pay a bride price to the bride's family. The going rate for a bride is as high as $26,000 U.S. And so he says, what do you need four of them for? Come on, just do one, save your money, give it to me. Pass the collection plate, give it to me, just like the church. COVID. The German economy shrank 5% in 2020. 5% shrinkage. Now, folks, this is what happens when you lock down the people for the flu. It's a terrible thing, COVID. But when you lock down the people for the flu, you know, even while someone's dying who you love, you can still let everybody else go to work. No, everyone in the world doesn't have to go broke because someone you love is dying. I feel bad. I feel terrible. I'm not saying no one's dying. I'm not saying no one you love is dying. Someone I know and really liked a lot died yesterday, or maybe it's 2 days ago. I just found out about it yesterday, but died a couple days ago. My friend Randy here in Las Vegas, a great, great man, a great, great artist. I have these two beautiful works of art hanging in my office as we speak now. I'm looking right at them. He put together, his name's Randy Soward. He put together the most amazing, amazing, amazing artwork of the World Trade Center 9/11 disaster. And it's a picture of the firemen, you know, working at the World Trade Center, and around them is the names of every single person that died. And it kind of fills the images of the firemen, all the people that died at the World Trade Center. And then kind of a little key, almost like a contents, table of contents, that shows you who each one of the pictures is and what they represented when they died. And Randy died just a couple nights ago, and it's possible to die of COVID. I get it. I get it, but we've got to get on with our lives. It's just, no matter who dies, I don't care if it's someone you love, I don't care if it's your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, you've got to get on with life, and all of us have to keep making money to honor them. We all have to keep people employed. We have to create jobs. We have to keep our businesses open. We have to keep our jobs and our careers. That's the only way to honor them, because your being broke is not going to honor wonderful people that died. You know, I've now known, exactly two people fairly well that died. Two people in the whole world. And I'm just telling you, life has to go on. Despite the fact that I love them and I honor them, life has to go on. Even if you die of COVID, life has to go on. And I'll tell you a story about the people dying of COVID when we get back. I heard a really powerful story that you need to know when we get back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to ensure that we have a safe inauguration.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments at a security briefing regarding the inauguration. The Vice President continues.
President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, are sworn in as the new President and Vice President of the United States in a manner consistent with our history, with our traditions, in a way that gives honor to the American people and to the United States.
Also speaking at FEMA headquarters, Acting FEMA Director Pete Gaynor has a message for Americans.
I have the utmost confidence in the agencies and the law enforcement partners who have developed and are implementing a comprehensive security plan.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 69 points to finish at 39.92. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Ward, Wayne on the Roof. Thank you, Chris, for giving me a countdown. I had no idea we were starting right now. I had no idea.
Oh, you're on the air, Wayne.
Yeah, gotta let me know those things, you know? Be nice. We were talking. And then he just puts the music on. It's the last sentence. Okay, thanks. You.
Yeah.
Our guest is here, Rabbi Spiro, called America's Rabbi. Now, isn't that funny? I'm Jewish. And I'm called America's odds maker. He's America's rabbi. I like it. Two of us make a great pair. One of America's foremost politically conservative thinkers, just like me, two Jewish conservatives, president of the Caucus for America, dedicated to preserving America's Judeo-Christian civilization. I love it. My kind of guy, Rabbi Spiro. You're on with War, Wayne Al LaRoute. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. It's great to be in this fraternity of two.
There it is. I know. You know. Nobody ever believes Wayne Al LaRoute doesn't sound Jewish, but at Ellis Island at the turn of the century, my Yiddish Russian Jewish grandfather comes to Ellis Island. His name is Rutsky, and they change it on the spot to Root. So forevermore, it sounded very, you know, Anglo-Saxon, but it was always Jewish, and it was Rutsky. And so there's my background, and it's good to have you on. I don't understand, you know, every one of my listeners constantly says to me, I love that you're Jewish, Wayne. Why are the Jewish people so liberal? What's the matter with them? Trump was Israel's best friend and good for the economy and good for businessmen. Why would Jews be against Trump and hate Trump? And, you know, I give my answers, but I would love to hear your answer on my show.
There's a couple of things. Number one, they're very tied to the Democrat Party. That's become their identity. Most Jews, unfortunately, are no longer very religious or observant or very ritually careful. They replace the old religion with what they call social justice, which I happen to call today is really the social injustice, the way it's being practiced. So the Democrat Party is their identity. This social justice has become their religion, and therefore they look askance at anyone who's not a Democrat. They suspect that person. If you're not involved in all the left-wing social justice, which is basically today it's devolved into socialism. They think you don't have a heart. I think another problem is that they feel that their safety lies with a coalition with other minorities, not with the majority of the American people, but their defense lies with coalescing with other minorities. And all of those, it's called intersectionality, and all of those seem to have a gripe against America. So they've been, they're in this quicksand. It's terrible. I think their grandfathers would look down at them and say, my goodness, what has happened to you?
Well, you know what my argument would be to Jews? First, there's a couple arguments. First of all, I would say that throughout history, when you think of Jews being, you know, persecuted and enslaved and raped and murdered and every possession being stolen from them, you think of Germany and the Holocaust, you think of Egypt, you think of the Roman Empire, Jews were always slaves, basically, and certainly always persecuted and abused. Who was doing it? Government. Why would you be for the big government party? How could you possibly be Jewish or black and trust big government? Has government been good to black people? Has government been good to Jews? Why would you ever trust government? Government are the most sneaky, vicious, horrible people throughout history, even in the greatest country ever, America. And I love America, but I never trust government. I don't like government. I don't like people in government. They're always sneaky people. They're always vicious people. They're backstabbing people, and they always want to, you know, get, you know, $500,000 pensions, retire at the age of 45 so the rest of us can be slaves for the rest of our lives, working 16 hours a day and paying the taxes to pay for their pensions while we get no pension. That's what I think of government employees. Why would Jews like government? Crazy.
Well, they think even beyond government. Most of them actually like the United Nations.
Yeah.
Most of them like this whole concept of being citizens of the world. They actually do believe, because many of them went to college, and they think that government is filled with people in positions who formerly went to college and have these degrees. They think that people that went to college or in government are very sophisticated, very educated, very civilized. In the mind of a Jewish person, education means goodness. Education means big heart. Education means sophistication. That's who they are. They're the people of the book. And sometimes the education is good, but in this point that I'm making, I'm showing, I'm demonstrating, I think, that they look at the higher the education, the better the person, the more trustworthy. And many of these people go into government. They go from the Kennedy School of Government over in Harvard or other places into government. So they have this this unbounded confidence in government. I think some of them have more confidence in government and faith in government than they do in the Almighty himself.
Yeah, very stupid stuff, and I could tell you all kinds of reasons why Jews are misguided and wrong and all of it. You know, if you gave me a choice, I'm like William F. Buckley. You know, I'm the Jew likes the Irishman, William F. Buckley. You know what Buckley's favorite saying was? I'd rather pick anyone at random in the first 300 pages of the Boston phone book to run the country than someone from Harvard. And I agree 100%. And that's me being an Ivy League graduate. I went to Columbia. I was valedictorian of my school, got into Columbia. I'm a son of a butcher rabbi who made it to Ivy League like my father wanted me to, but the people I met at Columbia were all communists. They bragged that they were communists and Marxists, and I hated them, and I despised them, and I thought they were dangerous people, and they all went on to run government. It was Obama was my classmate, George Stephanopoulos was my classmate, and they all went on to government and media, and that's why I hate government and I hate media. I met them all in college, and they all were sniveling little spoiled brats who hated America and wanted to destroy America and bring it down, and they are now these are the people that are now running the country. They think they're the smartest guys in the room. And they're not. They're vicious little treasonous traitors is what they are.
I'll tell you something else that Buckley said. Buckley said that the Jewish people have become the Democrat Party with holidays.
That's a good line. I like
Democrat
it.
Democrat Party celebrating Yom Kippur. Or maybe
yeah.
Passover. That's
yeah.
how bad it's become. But it's very true what we're talking about when we talk about many of these graduates, Obama, Stephanopoulos, the whole group, the whole Ivy Circle. These are very arrogant people. They've become very arrogant. They're no longer humble. They think they're morally superior. They're intellectually superior. They have the right to govern and to decide for you. They know what's better for you. And those are all of the characteristics that lead to tyranny. They consider it an improved tyranny, but it's, when you take away people's liberty for whatever reason, it's tyranny.
Well, there's three things in my notes that I'm supposed to talk to you about that I agree with so much that you and I are men of the same world. I'll tell you that, Rabbi. Rabbi Spiro is who we're talking about. He's called America's Rabbi, and he's one of America's most foremost politically conservative thinkers. He's president of the Caucus for America, dedicated to preserving America's Judeo-Christian values and Judeo-Christian civilization. Here's what I circle. Number one, we're living in an age of brainwashing. This to me, I hate to use the word Nazi, and I know Jews hate it when someone uses the word Nazi, and yet it's Jewish liberals who have been accusing Trump of being Hitler and a Nazi for 4 years when the man was only the greatest man ever to Israel and the Jewish people. So I'm going to use the word Nazi. What happened to Parler and what happened to Trump on Twitter and what's happening to Trump on all social media and what's happening to Trump in the mainstream media to me is like Goebbels level propaganda. It's horrible. It's terrible. It reminds me of the Nazi era. I say all the time, I feel like I'm in 1938. This is right before they're going to take my guns away, all my rights away. And right now they're only taking away my right to talk and maybe my right to, you know, to shout out on social media. But I'm telling you, they're gunning for my jobs, my career. And one of these days, and maybe they'll be herding me on a cattle train. I don't know. Certainly a re-education camp I'm headed for. And if you don't, you know, sing the right tune there, then it's the firing squad. These people are very dangerous. I see the parallels with 1938, and I don't mean to offend anyone who went through the Holocaust, because I understand that was 6 million Jews dying. But what's happening now is certainly an abridgment of free speech, and it's very, very frightening and dangerous time.
For sure. It's an abridgment of all of our Bill of Rights, our God-given rights, be it freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, the right just to be an American and to have one's own opinion without being punished economically, without being punished with your reputation. I'll mention something that maybe not all of your listeners have heard. In the last day or two, there have been editorials written by liberals, they're not really liberal, by leftists, saying that we have to wipe out Trumpism. It's not just enough to cancel Trump. We have to wipe out all of the supporters of Trump. They no longer can hold public office. They no longer can teach in our universities. They no longer can hold jobs. In other words, they want what's called a Trumpian Rhine society. Let me explain what that means.
So doesn't that, am I going too far to say that reminds you of 1938? It does.
Well, that's the point I'm making. What the Germans did was they wanted to have what was called a Judenrhein society. Rhine means clean. Judenrhein, it should be clean of Jews. Right now, you've got leftists, but leftists in government positions, in the Congress, in the media, in corporations, they want to clean out cancel. They want to erase from our society anybody who was a Trump supporter. That's called a Trump-rhine-ism. They're trying to cleanse the Trump ideas, which are really basically conservative ideas. There's nothing Trumpian about any of this. This is all the idea of protecting your borders, sovereignty, defending your country, not giving away your jobs and manufacturing to a foreign country like China, stand up to a terrorist state like Iran. That's not Trumpian. That's good conservative American values. They're trying to destroy that. They want this to be Trump-rhine. Just like in 1938, they wanted Germany to be Juden-rhine.
It's a very scary time to be alive, and I feel like we're on the on the doorstep of a French Revolution, and a civil war of some kind, a revolution of some kind. They're causing it. The left is making all of us feel like we have no say, and our vote doesn't matter, and our voice is being snuffed out, and they're trying to come get our jobs and make us bankrupt and ruined and live on government. It's very scary. Bye-bye, Spiro. It's great to meet you. Great to have you on. God bless you, and thank God for a nice, conservative, Republican-American rabbi. Love you. Thank you, Rabbi.
Wayne, we're not helpless. We can fight back.
I'm fighting, baby. I never give up. Wayne Alaroot. My initials are WAR. You know I'm not giving up. I'm the Jewish warrior, baby. Rabbi Spiro, thank you. God bless you. Happy New Year. Wayne Alaroot, the warrior, will be right back. This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. The Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. You know, John and Chelsea Jubilee become good friends of mine. We text back and forth all the time. John caught me on Newsmax the other day and said, man, did you look good. Man, did you look good. And I said, well, it's kind of the Root glow, and that's the Jubilee glow. It's due to you guys, man. Through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, you guys made me lose a lot of fat and gain a lot of muscle, and I'm looking really good, man. Cut up. And so I really appreciate it. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level is what they like to say. It's the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I've lost 25 pounds of fat in only, about 50 days on the program and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Very cool. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials and click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll give you all the details. 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. The magic word is WAR to get 40% off. Change your life. This is the ultimate New Year's resolution. So, you know, look, here's the thing. Basketball is a liberal sport and a mostly black sport, and football is a liberal sport and a mostly black sport. And, you know, at baseball, a lot of minorities, black and Latino. So I understand that most of them are probably Democrats. I understand to some extent, you know, why coaches and why the people who run the leagues, are acting very liberal. I get it. I really do, even though I think it's suicide, because the audience that watches is predominantly Republican, conservative, and Christian, and doesn't appreciate it, and that's why they're losing ratings, that's why they're dropping fast. But the one that makes no sense is hockey. Okay? The NHL, let's face it, is almost all white on the ice, and it's almost 100% white in the stands. And the white people in the stands are not intellectual liberals from Harvard and Princeton. They are Republican conservative Trumpers waving American flags and driving pickup trucks. I know, I go to Vegas Knights games all the time, and the audience is so incredibly over-the-top Republican conservative, and so incredibly pro-Trump, and so incredibly pro-America, the entire audience sings along with the national anthem, and nobody ever dares kneel. So why would the NHL do what the NHL did? An employee of private jet services which provides private transit services to the NHL, was fired from his position after the company learned he had previously worked with the Donald Trump campaign. What? You can't work with the Trump campaign and ever work for the NHL again? And he doesn't work for the NHL. He works for a subcontractor that's hired by the NHL. And for that sin of working for one political side in the United States of America, you're fired. Is this the Soviet Gulag? Is this Nazi Germany? The NHL believes your political beliefs should get you fired? This isn't even, and I don't even agree that if you breach the Capitol, you should lose your job. Well, I don't know about that. They opened the doors and let people in. If you did something bad, that's one thing. But if you didn't do anything bad, you just walked in and you ran around going, ha, 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 that's not enough to lose your job and your career. But okay, let's say you did something bad and you breached the Capitol. What about the people who are just there protesting peacefully? How can you make them lose their job? Well, this guy wasn't even one of those. He wasn't in Washington. They're not claiming he was in Washington. But he once worked on the Trump campaign, and that means the NHL has to purge you from your job? That's crazy. According to reports, this guy, Dawson Buchanan, was let go from the private jet concierge firm after the NHL threatened to cut ties and find a new carrier in the event Buchanan remained on its workforce. For the crime of supporting Trump, a businessman and non-politician who worked for 4 years to unseat systemic corruption from government and the deep state in the D.C. swamp, Buchanan was persecuted by a professional sports league. It makes no sense. He says he called the owner of this private jet service. Let me get the name of the private jet service again. Hold on. It's called Private Jet Services. That's the name of the company, PJS. Private Jet Services. And he asked for any explanation why he was being fired. And he told me very bluntly, the owner, the NHL found out I worked for the Trump campaign and threatened to cancel the contract with Private Jet Services unless they fired me. So it's really sick. This is a sick thing. That the company's owner caved to corporate demands to fire Buchanan. You can't fire people because of their politics. Can you explain something to me? If I'm a landlord and you show up for an apartment and you're black or you're gay, two lesbians, two gay people, two black people, it's against the law to say, no, I'm not renting to you because you're black or you're gay. And if someone shows up for a job and I don't hire them because they're black or they're lesbian, well, that's against the law. And unfortunately, if you own a business like a bakery and someone comes in and says, I want you to make a cake that is diametrically opposed to everything your religion believes and you're a man or woman of faith, the state tries to put you out of business and destroy you with legal fees and fines. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, your life's over if you won't produce a cake with some pornographic image on it that represents, lesbian pornography. Well, that's wrong. That one is just ridiculous. But, you know, if you own a business, you can't say, I won't seat you, you're black or you're gay. So how is it possible you could own a business and fire someone because they're conservative? How is it possible you could own Twitter and ban someone because they're conservative? Donald Trump wasn't convicted of a crime. And you, by the way, I doubt Twitter's ever, ever, ever banned an account of someone who was convicted of murder. Donald Trump wasn't convicted of anything. And he never will be. He did nothing wrong. You have no right to fire someone, ban someone, censor someone, or fire them from a job because they were conservative. We've got to sue.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.